I like this part. Ooh, yeah, what a great Saturday morning. Tony Bohard of Temperature Control from Tucson. You rode up the road just to join us here in the studio this morning. I want you to know how much I personally appreciate that.
No problem. Thanks
All
for
right,
having me.
Man. Thanks for getting up and making the ride. A pretty drive up this morning?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It's Saturday, so no traffic.
All right. We're here talking with Tony, owner of Temperature Control, one of our Rosie certified air conditioning and heating contractors down in Pima County, serving the greater Tucson metro area. Tell us a little bit about Temperature Control. How long y'all been in business?
Been in business for 35 years, family owned and operated. It's a local business, Tucson only. We handle up to Green Valley. And all of our technicians are NATE certified. We strive ourselves on being the best, and kind of that's how it's gone for 35 years.
Well, we have certified y'all. I want to say y'all are probably in your third year.
That's correct. Third or second.
Yeah. Yeah. And the feedback we're getting on our Pima County listeners that use your services are raving. So we appreciate you delivering that level of service.
Well, that's great. We love feedback.
Okay. We do have a text here. Okay. And you can text us at 911-411-923. And I don't know how the text machine works, but Jennifer does, so give it a try. Or you can ring us at 1-888-767-4348. The telephone is one piece of technology I do know how to work. So if you'll ring us, we'll get your name, find out what you want to talk about. We're here talking specifically about heating and cooling and indoor air quality for Arizona homeowners with Tony Bohard of Temperature Control. A little bit of history on Temperature Control. Family-owned, family-operated, serving Pima County, Tucson metro area, 30 years. Y'all going through a little bit of a growth spurt due to your success, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's been a crazy year this year.
That's great. Well, I'm happy for you. Let's talk a little bit about this text that says, I've got a brand new unit installed by one of your Rosie certified contractors, but how do I tell if it's a heat pump? What would you tell that family?
Well, if you can get to the furnace or air handler that's inside the house, if it's not all on the roof, then you can usually tell by seeing if there's a gas line that feeds it. If everything's on the roof, the best way is to pull your paperwork and check the model number. Just Google it. It'll tell you if it's gas or electric.
Good question. My question would be to that texter is, do you have gas serving any other components of your house?
Yeah, and if there's no gas anywhere else, you can pretty much guarantee it's going to be a heat pump.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about the physics of a heat pump, because describing how it works is kind of weird.
So basically what it does is an air conditioner rejects the heat. It removes the heat from the house and pushes it outside. A heat pump does that in reverse. So it removes the heat from outside and rejects it into your house.
Okay. So on the coldest, wet mornings, your heat pump unit, based on your roof or split system based on the side of your house, is out there and it's got its radar on. And it's just looking for any little warm it can find and collect.
Correct.
Sometimes it has to look through condensation.
Correct.
Cold condensation,
yeah.
Right? But it's looking through there and it's attracting it. That's what causes sometimes those winter freeze-ups of the coils.
Yeah, the freeze-up is usually right before the sun pops out at the coldest part of the morning. And then as soon as the sun hits it, it grabs that warmth and defrosts that coil.
But that sounds so counterintuitive that I'm going to warm up my house by a piece of mechanical equipment that's sitting outside the house looking for every little ounce of warmth, every BTU of warmth it can find, and send it into my house.
Yeah. It doesn't make much sense, but they work.
And that's exactly the way we cool your house in the summer.
Correct.
We're actually looking for heat inside and sending it out.
To reject it outside, correct.
Heat pumps. All right. In your position, you're feeling like the heat pump with a little resistant heat strip that has to come on periodically. Let's not move our thermostats up and down. Let's find a temperature like your family. You say you live heat pump yourself.
Correct.
And you can do anything you want.
Correct.
Right? Okay. So we're dealing with a house that's one or two units?
Two units.
Okay. How many occupants?
There's five right now.
Okay. Any more coming?
No. Okay. not that I know of anyway.
Okay. And in the winter, y'all find a comfort level everyone's happy with 24 hours a day.
That's correct.
And the thermostats just remain. Now, what do you do? What do you do with Aunt Maud that's come in for the holidays and the room just isn't quite warm enough for her?
Me, I put a space heater in for her. But
that's really about the only option you do have.
Well, right? You can ramp the thermostat up. It will. The hotter the house gets, the hotter the air will come out. I mean, we can ramp it up. I just had some relatives down for the holiday, and we brought it up to 76. I was cooking, but they were nice and comfortable.
Oh, man. I don't even keep my house 76 in the middle of summer.
I know.
All right. Well, we are beginning to get a load of callers here. We have Bob in Tucson. Bob, I'm not going to be able to get to you before we've got to take a quick break. The other lines are ringing. We're going to take a quick break for bottom of the hour news. It now would be a great chance for you to jump online and visit with Tony from Temperature Control of Tucson. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Tony, when I get back, I want to talk a little bit about indoor air quality in general year-round.